Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechas Chulin, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hay. Achuzus Hadam, an animal that was seized by blood, that meaning there's too much blood pressure, and by a human being, we say that's when you need Hakazas Hadam, right? That was always the assumption of Chazal and even Shulchan Aruch, that when a person has Achuzus Hadam, what they require is Hakazas Hadam. Vamushenes, so if an animal was breathed in smoke, it was in a fire or something, Vamutsunena, so the animal was suffered from conditions of frostbite, very cold. Vishachla hardufni, or it ate a certain type of poison. Vishachla tzos tarnagolim, or it ate the tzawa, the excrement of tarnagolim, of chickens, or shashas mayim haraim, or it drank water that was left uncovered overnight, where it could have had venom in it. Kshera, the animal is still going to be kosher, because it's going to die, but the organs are not going to be damaged. If the animal had a different type of poison, that would even be poisonous for people. Or if it was bit by a snake, it's not a trefa, but you're not allowed to eat it because it's going to be dangerous for you to eat such an animal. It's dangerous for a human to eat such an animal. The signs of what makes a behema and a chaya kosher is explicit in the Torah, meaning it needs to chew its cud and it needs to have split hooves. But when it comes to a bird, there are no simana mentioned in the Torah. There's just a list of non-kosher birds in the Torah. Aval Amru Chum, but the Chum figured it out, that how to figure out whether a bird is kosher or not. We don't just rely on these simanim, we require a mesora as well nowadays. But Kol Of Hadoris Tameh, any bird that is a predatory bird, is tamei kol sheishal etzbe yaseira, if it has an extra toe in the back of the foot, v'zefek, or it has a crop, at the bottom of the food pipe that holds the undigested food, v'karkavanu niklaf, or the skin on the inside of the gizzard can be peeled away easily, tahar, then it's a kosher bird. Rabbi Sadik says that any bird that splits its toes when it stands over a bar or something like that, where it has two toes on one side and two toes on the other side, that is going to be a sure sign that it is tamei, that it is not a kosher bird. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Hay, we said that if an animal had high blood pressure or had inhaled smoke or was frostbitten or ate a certain type of animal poison or excrement of chickens or drank water that was left uncovered overnight, it's still going to be kosher, but if it ate something that's poisonous even for human beings, or was bit by a snake, it may not be a trefa, but it's kosher for a person to eat because it's sakonis nefashos. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that the simanim of a behema and chaya are explicit in the Torah, they need to have split hooves and chew its cud, but an oaf, it doesn't say any simanim in the Torah, but Chazal figured out that if it's a predatory bird, it's tameh, if it has an etzbe yaseira, a zefek, its korkavan can be peeled by hand, it's kosher. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says that any time a bird sits on something, stands on something narrow, and its toes go two in front, two in the back, then you know that that is a trefa bird, a non-kosher bird, an oaf tamen. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin.